Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Sorry about that. I was reading my email here, and I got... Are we doing a radio show here? Yeah, it's hour number...
Are we back on the air?
Hour number two of the Computer Corner. Sorry, I'm... So, in this whole internet thing, I think it might make it. This fad that they call the internet?
It might take off. That and digital cameras.
You think?
If you want to see the do's and don'ts of buying a digital camera, if you want to experience what you should do if your digital camera is taking lousy pictures, you want to experiment with exposure times, you want to see the top 10 digital photography tips, learn how to select a good photo printer, 5 tips for conserving battery power, how many megapixels is enough megapixels, all of those resources and more, posted right now live 24/7 for your digital entertainment at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see the stuff hanging out waiting for your clicking.
So do you have theme music for our man Chatty? Chatty Lottie? Chatty Boy?
You mean that kind of music?
Yeah, that'll work. Hey, you're going to give us a synopsis of the weekly newsletter for those that have not received it yet or cannot receive it or have not subscribed.
What excuse would someone have for not receiving the newsletter?
Their ISP is blocking it.
Spam.
They live in a cave?
Yeah, that could be it.
That has an AM radio.
Right. Does AM come in real well in caves? I don't think so.
Yes.
You know what? I want to really quickly just protest something.
Which part?
I bought a new MP3 player because my wife lost the other one. And anyway, she's not touching this one. And it's really cool because it holds MP3s.
Yes.
And it has an FM tuner built in.
Yes.
Do you see the problem with this?
Yes, I do.
It said that there was a stereo tuner built in, so I thought, oh, cool. FM only.
Would you like to know why FM is in there and AM's not?
Because it's more popular, because it's less popular, because it's, I don't know.
Because frequency modulation can be received with very little or no antenna. Amplitude modulation.
Uh-huh. What would that mean?
AM, FM.
Yeah.
You have to have an actual physical antenna that's...
Oh, and since this thing is how am I going to describe as big around as this?
Yeah.
Which doesn't translate to the world very well. It's like pretty small, a couple inches wide and
a
tall.
A handful, maybe?
You know what it has that's really cool, though? It has an SD memory card slot so that you can expand it.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do much.
Well, no, I mean, it's got like internal memory, too, you big dope.
This is a camera, right?
No, it's an MP3 player.
Oh, MP3
Chatty
player.
Boy.
I was thinking, you know, why do you want to be listening to the FM radio
Why don't you just quiet your mouth and read?
Well, I thought we were talking about cameras.
Hey!
All right.
Zip it! I got no time for that.
I'm going to come back in about 20 minutes. Let's see if you guys figured this out yet.
Let's discuss. Let's go.
Okay,
come on.
So, if you're not getting the newsletter yet, go to datadoctors.com, go to the bottom of the page on the right-hand side, and subscribe yourself.
You mean datadoctors.com and then go to like the free help section or to the radio show section?
You can do it right on the homepage.
It's right there. It just says subscribe.
You just put in your email address, hit subscribe, and that's it. Hey,
and then pray.
Quit dawdling. Let's go.
And if you are getting it, then you get the tip of the week this week, which is create your own Microsoft Office templates.
Now, why would I want to do that?
Because I don't know about everyone else in the world, but I end up changing tons of stuff from the default settings when I open up Microsoft Word and Excel, like the font and the size of the font and maybe a watermark. You can set up a template so that stuff is already there.
Is this hard?
No, it's easy.
There's like step-by-step guides.
Yeah.
So then in order to get the actual step-by-step, they'd have to have the newsletter and they'd have to click on where it says click here.
Right. Click there and follow the directions verbatim or else your computer will
do
blow
not
up.
Click there. Click here, click Chad. Here. Click here.
Okay, actually, click if you here. Don't yeah. have the newsletter, you can actually go to the archives that are online, even though you don't have it in your inbox, and you can manually go get this week's newsletter and follow along.
That's true.
And those archives you will find in the Free Help Center. Yeah. Under the subscription kind of area.
And then you can avoid the rootkits that the newsletter installs on your system, right?
Stop.
No?
We're not kidding. We're not that smart.
Chatty boy.
You'll also see the shortcut of the week.
Let's move it along.
The shortcut of the week, which we talked about a little earlier, Control-N, which apparently doesn't open a clone.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. That's Lou, you know.
Happy birthday to PC Viruses. They turned 20 this month.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
That's a PC virus, though. Yeah. There was actually Macintosh viruses that came out in 1984.
No way, man. Yeah. Macs are way more stable than PCs.
They're cooler, and you don't get as many viruses.
Sure. Free advice from SiteAdvisor. It's a new service that's currently in, I guess you could call it a pseudo beta stage or whatever. But it's really cool. It allows you to avoid clicking on links that could potentially be harmful to you.
So they're going
to
look at things on a website that they know for sure are malicious.
Right.
Like fishy things.
Phishing and how about RATS? The acronym RAT.
I don't even know what that is.
Remote Access Trojans.
I remember the band RAT.
Yes. Bang your head.
Go ahead.
Is spam past its prime? Apparently, some different organizations that keep track of this stuff are making a claim that spam is on the decline.
What?
Yeah, not in my mailbox.
I mean, thanks to me. Yeah. Right. It is in your inbox now, right?
Right.
But for the most of the rest of the world.
Oh, I believe we call that poppycock.
Of course, the award-winning weekly advice column from Mr. Ken Colburn. Does ISP software protection work?
You know, we've had, ever since this bombarding of these new ads from like AOL and Earthlink and these others, like, we can cure everything that happens to your computer by one click if you have our service.
If you haven't figured out what they're doing here is instead of trying to compete against the price that everybody else has, instead of saying, well, we're just going to keep dropping our price to match everybody else's, they're saying, no, we're going to keep the price high, but we're going to bundle in, we're going to value add services, right?
Did I just feel a paradigm shift?
And if those services worked or were worth something, then that'd be a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you want to read my response to, well, does it work? Well, obviously, it depends on who you are and what kind of problem you're having.
Right.
So
or does it work well?
Let's just say it's not a cure-all for everything that's out there.
And, of course, the Geek Speak of the Week.
The best part of the newsletter.
Right. Is Google whack? You guys ever heard of Google Whack?
Oh, I know what a Google Whack is.
Is it like Whack-A-Mole, that game where...
No, but Google Whacks are hard.
Yes, and they get increasingly harder as the game is played.
I want to know.
It's a web sport, quote-unquote web sport.
Do you sweat?
No, but you can get carpal tunnel doing this.
Oh, yeah. Created in 2002 using the Google search engine, contestants must search for a word or combination of words that will produce a single search result. This means finding only one single web page on the entire World Wide Web, or at least what Google is searching, which is pretty much everything.
Right,
that's impossible.
That contains your search query.
That cannot be possible.
It is possible.
No.
Yes.
And the interesting thing is, if you find a Google whack, it goes into a database, so it no longer works because now it's linked to different websites, so you can't use that Google whack twice.
I'd be happy finding less than 100,000 results for my search.
Yeah. I'm usually in the millions.
Well, yeah, because you're a rookie.
I'm a novice. Yeah.
Right.
So we want to open this up to anybody that's actually found a Google whack.
Right.
Send it, you know, go to our website and submit and give it to us.
I will make a paper crown for you.
Really?
What say you?
Well, let's go to Burger King.
What say you, Chad?
Now, there are rules.
He says there are rules.
Keep in mind, there are rules to Google whack. Like, you can't use quotations. You can't use quotations in your search.
Because that makes it real easy, doesn't it?
Right. And there's a couple other rules, but, yeah, who cares?
And you can use any language you want, right?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You know what? Do a search in Google for Google whack, and I'm sure you'll find all the rules and details on that.
Here's what I'm going to do. And I'm sorry to the listening audience, but I'm going to take a break. Not we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
And during that break, I'm going to go find myself a Google whack. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what it is. What do you think about that? That's exciting, exciting, compelling stuff, isn't it?
Sure.
If that's not enough for you, we're going to talk to Andy and Alex. And Alex has some great tips. He's actually a professional photographer.
Yes.
He's going to tell us some stuff that I'm sure is going to help us all take better digital photos, which is today's topic, the theme, right?
More gooder photography when we come back.
There's a new car dealership in town with a whole...